The energy definitely was palpable. You could definitely feel the excitement in the city.
Dan Clapson jumped at the chance to be in Paris during the Olympics and the opening ceremony, and he's making sure to try every dish and drink that Olympic countries have been offering.
Many different countries have hospitality houses where you can watch, of course, sporting events and like geared towards the country's athletes, in addition to trying localized food and drink.
Originally from Saskatoon, Clapson is now based in Calgary, writing for Eat North, a Canadian food, media, and events company. Clapson was eager to see what Canada House had to offer.
It had everything from a pop-up Lululemon shop with all the Team Canada gear to indoor and outdoor viewing areas for events, a podium where athletes will go once they've won medals, they'll go kind of take pictures and interact with different fans on site.
But when it came to Canada's food and drink offerings, Clapson was left wanting more.
You can get like a subpar sandwich or like a salad, you know, with like dressing on the side. It's not like you're not getting a taste of Canada there.
So what did he want on a maple leaf-based menu?
I was sort of hoping to see an interesting liquor brand, like even like Empress Gin, which is made in Vancouver Island, or even like Crown Royal made in Manitoba. Like, I mean, I would love to see something that was just a bit more reflective of how what Canada's become, as opposed to what the world already thinks it is.
But for a spectator in Paris wanting to get the most for their buck, Canada House is one of the more affordable options.
US is very expensive. It's $300 to get in, and Canada is only 25 euros. That's about 35 Canadian. So the price difference is notable.
Clapson noticed that Canada House really only drew in Canadian visitors. Most international visitors were drawn to the smaller countries' hospitality houses, which offered more authentic cuisine and performances than a garden salad and a pint of Molson. But amongst the crowds, he admits it was always fun to spot a fellow Canadian.
Both my partner and I and my friends all expected to see some Rough Riders gear, because I feel like you see Rough Riders fans everywhere. So we were waiting every day for that. We never did see it. Unfortunately, I did see a gentleman in a Winnipeg Jets jersey that did scream at me, "Go Canada." So, I mean, I love seeing that.
Being at the Olympics is an experience he will never forget.
Even between countries, like, there's no animosity. It's not like how things get heated during an NHL game, you know, when you're so tied to a team. Because I think we all know that these people work so hard and this has been their entire life for so long that you can't help but root for everybody.
In Saskatoon, I'm Alex Brown.